Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, a special Toonami break with two brand new tunes from Greg Townsend. As always, Beth Riley has a great tune from the Beach Boys in her Surf's Up Beth's Beach Boys break, and we drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week, and we hear tunes from the Cherry Drops, the Royal Pacifics, Secret Agent, the Shootouts, the Creature Preachers, the Hula Girls, Dick Dale, Jan and Dean, the Explorers Club, the Blasters, Wiped Out, and still there's more. Let's kick it off with a track from their latest EP on Altered State of Reverb label. It's called A Brief History of the Cold War, Volume 2. It's the Kaputniks and SOS.
We'll be right back.
Blasters from their 4/11/44 album and the tune Boneyard, Dick Tracy theme. Our Jam and James jukebox selection of the week is coming up later in the show. It's from a guitar playing duo that got their name from a certain brand guitar they played. Their hit single was Mule Skinner Blues, but this was an early release as well. We'll have more info and the tune coming up later in the show. Up next from their album Life is a Bowl of Cherry Drops, here's the Cherry Drops and Just a Chance on Catching a Wave.
I want Hey, this is Jason Brewer from the Explorers Club, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Wave going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard the latest from the Royal Pacifics and the tune Gypsy Beat. Great single from them. Also in the mix, new from the Explorers Club. They're covering the 1968 million-selling single by the Tams. Be young, be foolish, be happy. Up next, a surf band coming to us from New York, New York. It's Wiped Out and the single Waves of Panic.
Hey, this is Clark Starrs of the band Wiped Out, and you're listening to my favorite surf show, Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dean Torrance, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Surfing every day down at Malibu, neath the warm California sun. No more books, no more homework to do now. The summer means fun, summer means fun.
Summer, yeah, summer means fun.
And the girls are two to one. Hey, summer means fun, fun, fun.
Summer means fun now.
Driving movies every night, staying out till half past one. Sleep again late and living right now. The summer means
great Dick Dale and Secret Surfing Spot from the 1963 movie Beach Party, starring Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello. Before that, Jane and Dean, and summer means fun. So does Catching a Wave, since it's summer all year long here. Our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from a duo that met at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. They got their name from a certain brand of guitar they played. Perhaps their most famous song was Mule Skinner Blues, but this was from 1960 as well, and a good 1 to 2 years before surf songs and bands started popping up all over. More info and the song on that later, but right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up,
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This one is from their 1973 album, Holland. It was written by Brian Wilson, Ray Kennedy, Tandon Elmer, Jack Riley, and Van Dyke Parks. It was released as a single in 1973, backed with Only You, and peaked at number 79 on the American Singles Chart. A 1975 reissue, also backed with Only You, charted higher at number 49. The vocals for this song were recorded in late October 1972, sometime after the Beach Boys had left Holland. The lead vocal was first attempted by Dennis Wilson, who sang the vocal once before leaving to go surfing. Carl was the next to attempt a vocal, but then he suggested that Blondie Chapman make an attempt. After two takes, Carl decided that Chaplin's vocal would feature as the lead. Let's catch the party wave with Sail On Sailor. This has been Surf's Up, best Beach Boys break on Catching a Wave.
Hey, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catchin' a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard a cool instrumental from Chris Isaak called Super Magic 2000. It's from his Speak of the Devil release. You know, he still talks fondly of having Dick Dale come up on stage and letting him do whatever he wanted to do during his show. Now, that would have been a cool thing to see. Up next, from the A Pair of Aces project on Double Crown Records, combines a couple of their recent EPs, it's Secret Agent and the tune Penetration on Catching a Wave.
she's my longboard baby.
The Hula Girls from their 2010 release, The Curse of the Tiki. The tune, Longboard Baby. Baja Bug before that with Pacific Punch. It's from the album, The Surf Will Rise Again. That's on Double Crown Records as well. Time now to Double the Pleasure on Toonami.
Two girls for every boy.
Toonami is my chance to play two in a row from an artist. We got a real treat this week. It's two new tracks from the Off and Running release by Greg Townsend on High Tide Recordings, releasing everywhere on July 23rd. Now, Greg, of course, is a member of both Low Straitjackets and High Risers, in addition to putting out stellar solo material like these. Later on in the year, we'll have some interview snippets with Greg on future episodes. The full interview can be found on the podcast I did with my wife, Beth Riley, from our Surf's Up segment we just heard a little bit ago. The podcast is called Artist Spotlight Podcast series, but right now in Toonami, we've got the new tune Able Mabel. But first, the title cut Off and Running on Catching a Wave Toonami.
Hey, this is Greg Townsend from Low Straitjackets and the High Risers, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel summer all year long. It's time to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. Tune this week is from a duo, Jim Sundquist and Phil Humphrey, that met at University of Wisconsin-Madison. They got their name, the Fendermen, because they both played Fender guitars, a Telecaster and a Stratocaster. Their most famous song was Mule Skinner Blues, but this was from 1960 as well, and a good 1 to 2 years before surf songs and bands started popping up all over. It's the Fendermen and Beach Party on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Folks, this is Ryan Humbert from The Shootouts, and you are listening to Catching a Wave with my buddy, Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you. Hi, this is Greg from the Creature Preachers, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
their 2015 album Aloha. That's the Surfing Gorillas and Train to Nowhere. The Creature Preachers in the mix too. Their latest single on Altered State of Reverb label called Surf AD. We also heard The Shootouts and the title cut from their brand new album titled Bullseye. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.